You have reached the Fireside Chat Show. How may I help you?
Bonjour, je suis Troy McClure. Peut-être m'avez-vous déjà entendu sur les ondes de Radio Springfield. Voici un extrait audio en Cult Magazine-orama.
Welcome to Fireside Chat. For our regular listeners who are pissed off with last episode's special, interrupting normal programming, what can we say but screw you? What did you expect for nothing? A medal? Perhaps some sort of award? Jeez. For the rest of you, we present details from the legal policies governing the use of the voice over IP software known as Skype. Thank you and good listening, folks.
Fireside Chat. The Fireside Chat Show.
Summarized Skype Privacy Statement. Skype collects and processes, or has third-party service providers who collect and process on Skype's behalf, personal data relating to you, as permitted to, 1, provide the VoIP, or voice over IP, service, in particular to convey the communications you make by means of the Skype software and or the VoIP, service, 2, invoice to you your use of the VoIP, service and, 3, carry out Skype marketing activities. What information does Skype collect? In order to provide the Skype software, Skype gathers and processes the following information. Register information. User profile. Personal data of friends. Feedback information. Passive information. Email addresses. In order to provide you with VoIP services, Skype shall, in addition to the above mentioned information, collect and process the following information. Subscriber information. Traffic data. Skype does not collect any communications content. To whom does Skype transfer your personal information? In order to provide you with VoIP services or other services you have requested, Skype may sometimes, if necessary, share your personal and traffic data with Skype's affiliates, as defined in the end user license agreement, carriers, partner service providers and or agents. For example, the TSTN VoIP gateway provider, distributor of Skype software and or VoIP service and or the third-party banking organization or other providers of payment services.
And now, these messages.
Oops. My
IP
fell in the
toilet.
Internet Relay Chat, or just IRC, is one of the oldest social networks in use today on the internet. IRC is typically used for communication using text and words. You use IRC with an IRC-capable chat program. Next, you must access an IRC server. IRC servers are not just automated machines. They are often communities of people with common interests. An internet search for IRC servers will reveal a huge assortment of networks. Due to its dedicated and long-standing user base, servers can be made very secure. This is an ever-growing problem with popular messaging tools, and many IRC operators can be very friendly and helpful to users new and old alike.
Fireside Chat will return after these messages.
Honey?
What is it, dear?
Let's watch some television.
Yes, dear. Whatever you say, dear.
Oh, dang it. There is nothing on.
There is never anything good on TV.
I've got an idea. Let's go on the internet.
Tune into the Open Publishing Newswire.
Hey, honey.
What is it, dear?
Look at this one. It is actually free.
Yes, dear. Whatever you say, dear.
Haha. This looks pretty good, don't you think, hon?
Yes, my dear.
Oh, look. There's more. This is great.
I am so excited.
The Vlog Show.
VLOG.
Available on the internet at Indie Media.
The Vlog Show is not formally endorsed or owned by Indie Media or any of its affiliates. The Vlog Show is purely the property of the 3D Ion Corporation. Anyone who thinks otherwise is a freaking idiot. Any unauthorized use or copying will result in being slapped with a wet noodle.
And now back to the story.
Points from the Skype End User License Agreement, or EULA. This End User License Agreement constitutes a valid and binding agreement between Skype Software Serial and you. You acknowledge and agree that by clicking on the Accept button or similar buttons or links, as may be designated by Skype to show your approval of any foregoing texts and or to download and install the Skype software, you are entering into a legally binding contract. Article 2.5. Skype, in its sole discretion, reserves the right to add additional features or functions, or to provide programming fixes, updates and upgrades, to the Skype software. You acknowledge and agree that Skype, in its sole discretion, may modify or discontinue or suspend your ability to use any version of the Skype software, and or disable any Skype software you may already have accessed or installed without any notice to you, for the repair, improvement, and or upgrade of the underlying technology or for any other justifiable reason, including but not limited to, circumstances, where you, at Skype's discretion, are in breach of this agreement, creating problems, possible legal liabilities, acting inconsistently with the letter or spirit of our policies, which can be found at legal/terms/etiquette.html, or engaging in fraudulent, immoral or illegal activities, or for other similar reasons. Article 8.2 Termination by Skype. Without limiting other remedies, Skype may limit, suspend, or terminate this license and your use of Skype software, prohibit access to Skype website and delete your user account and or user ID, with immediate effect, if we think that you are in breach of this agreement, creating problems, possible legal liabilities, acting inconsistently with the letter or spirit of our policies, which can be found at legal/terms/etiquette.html, infringing someone else's intellectual property rights, engaging in fraudulent, immoral or illegal activities, or for other similar reasons. Article 8.5. No liability. Skype will not be liable in relation to any damage caused by the termination of this agreement.
It's time for Off the Hook.
The telephone keeps ringing, so I ripped it off the wall.
You are listening to FSCS, the Fireside Chat Show.
Get free software on the internet at the following addresses.
Free text editing Winabi Word on the web at abiword.org.
Brought to you by
3D Ion.